This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Well, we are still in a lockdown. We are still quarantined due to COVID-19 here in the U.S. And Coach Dan, he's joining me right now. We really have absolutely nothing to talk about caps-wise, right?
Yep, been a great show. I'll see you next week.
We are doing a show because since everybody is stuck inside, everyone is quarantined, there is no hockey on right now. Coach Dan and I, we're kind of putting our heads together and we're like, what can we do to entertain our audience a little bit? What can we talk about that's hockey related? And Coach Dan and I both went to the same college. That's where we met. We're both big hockey fans. We're both big media fans. So TV, movies, all that kind of stuff. So we were like, huh. When in movies is hockey referenced? What is our favorite moments in cinema history that references a hockey game? And I think we compiled a list together, and we're going to kind of go back and forth discussing our favorite moments that we've seen in Hollywood. Hockey in Hollywood. That's a good name for it. There are top 10 hockey in Hollywood moments. So, Coach Dan, you ready for this?
Yeah, I would like to add a clarification here in terms of these are not only the top moments in hockey cinematic history or cinematic hockey history, but it's really the top 10 that we could think of. So there might be other ones. We just didn't think of them at that point in time. So
yeah, I was sitting here, I made a list and I have a couple more already ready to go if we ever do this again.
Now, we excluded hockey films.
Yes, yes. This is references.
Like Miracle, one of my favorite movies, doesn't count.
Right. Doesn't count. Mystery Alaska doesn't count. We're also trying to think, we were trying to think of 10 hockey movies. We really could only get to about 7. So, 10 standalone hockey movies. I don't know if 10 exist. There is one from the 80s that Rob Lowe is in that I have not seen, and it is not streaming anywhere, and I kind of want to see it, but it is not available anywhere. But, yeah, what are you going to do? And, like, we were thinking, do you put all three Mighty Duck movies together as one pick, or is that three separate? We don't know.
I think you can only use the first two because the third was, kind of crap.
Well, yeah. But anyway, so who wants to go first? You want me to go first? You want to go first?
This is your idea. You go first, man.
All right. So here we go. Here is our top 10 of hockey in Hollywood.
Hey, Griswold. Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you. You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold. I wasn't talking to you.
My first pick for hockey in Hollywood goes out to one of my favorite times of the year, Christmas and Christmas Vacation. There's actually two moments that are pretty famous in this movie. Christmas Vacation has two hockey moments. One is when Clark brings the tree home that he dug out of the ground himself, and he has to saw off the stump. He comes out with a chainsaw and a hockey mask, obviously referencing Jason Voorhees, and he gets into a little fight with his neighbors. But I think the one that everybody thinks about is Clark coming down the stairs in a Chicago Blackhawks jersey and looking out the window and seeing his cousin, Eddie, emptying out the septic tank in from the RV into the sewer. That's my number 10 pick. Coach Dan, are you a fan of Christmas Vacation?
I gotta be honest, I don't think I've seen that movie since I was a kid, so I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Oh my God, you are crazy. I mean, this is something I watch every single Christmas, multiple times.
Well, I'm on vacation usually That's definitely made me sound more like a douche than I intended, but I'm usually like out of town at Christmas and time, and so I don't really like have an opportunity to watch a Christmas movie on Christmas. I guess I could do it beforehand. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I also, due to everything that's going on, I've been watching a Christmas movie every day. And that was definitely in my top five of the like the first ones I went after when I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch one Christmas movie each day during this quarantine. And within the first 5 days, I had watched Christmas Vacation. But I think in that movie, the Clark's son, Rusty, also has a Blackhawks jersey on as well. So obviously this movie takes place outside Chicago as Chevy Chase, you know, came from Second City and that comedy school. But as most of the people in SNL at that time did. But obviously they were making references to Chicago and the Blackhawks. So I definitely think we're going to see a lot of Blackhawks jerseys in our top 10 list down the road.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense. Usually I feel like when you have that hockey reference in pop culture, it's one of the teams that was popular at that moment. So you have the Blackhawks. You probably have the LA Kings. We're talking about the 90s because of Gretzky. The Rangers because it's New York. And, actually, that's probably about it. Actually, while we're doing this, I keep thinking of other ones.
All right. Well, I mean, since you're thinking of these, why don't you let us know? What's your first pick?
My puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Number 18. Is that Gilmore again? How many times has this guy tried out anyway?
At least 10 times. Guy's got a lot of intensity.
Not a real strong skater, though.
Ain't the best puck handler, either.
Yeah, but my God.
What a shot.
My first one's going to be Happy Gilmore. Not only is Sandler wearing a Bruins jersey numerous times throughout the film, he is a failed hockey player. And he actually is the only guy to take off his skate and try and stab somebody. So I feel like there's plenty of hockey references throughout that film. I find it odd that he's wearing a Bruins jersey because isn't he a New York guy? Now, I don't know how much he would have had to say in, you know, the clothing department, but I kind of felt like, you know, he could have pulled a, hey, I'd like to wear a Rangers or an Islanders. Or maybe he is a Bruins fan. I don't know. Although, isn't he wearing a, shoot, I forget who's on the back of it. Or if there is someone in the back. I don't know. I haven't seen Happy Gilmore in a while. But the point is, the references are great. The fact that he's the only guy to take a skate off and stab somebody. And if I remember correctly, there is a young Vinny LeCavalier as an extra in the hockey scene early in the film.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Isn't it? Yes, I believe. Hold on. I have to look this up. Because I'm pretty sure. Oh, God. I could never spell his last name, by the way. Vincent LeCavalier, Happy Gilmore. I believe in the beginning of the film when he's trying out for the local team. Yeah, he's in the scene. He's just standing there. He's like two players over from. No, I'm sorry. Well, okay, he's on the same line as like the coach, but the coach who makes fun of him and then gets beat up. He is Vinny LeCavalier is to the coach's left, so our right. They started talking about that a number of years ago, I guess, when he got a bigger and bigger name. They're like, when he was a kid, he was in Happy Gilmore. So I thought that was kind of a fun or a nice little extra reference there.
One of my favorite parts of that movie is when one of the crowd at one of the golf tournaments is making fun of Happy Gilmore and says something like, finally, or whatever. And Happy comes up to him. He's like, I wanted to hit the ball, but I just couldn't do it. And he actually, it's a hockey fight. He pulls the jersey or the shirt.
He hockey fights him.
He hockey fights him and puts the jersey over the guy's head, punches him, and then hands the shirt off to the person he was talking to.
I think that's what leads to him getting in trouble. And then he has to do the Subway commercials later on. I have to go watch that movie now.
I know. Yeah. After this top 10 list, I feel like I need to go watch a bunch of movies.
Pretty much. All right, on to your next one.
But I'm going to give it to you straight about Jason. His body was never recovered from the lake after he drowned. And if you listen to the old timers in town, they'll tell you he's still out there. Some sort of demented creature.
My number 8 pick for Hockey in Hollywood comes straight out of the horror genre. Friday the 13th. Jason Voorhees, Hockey Mask. If you know horror movies, or even if you don't know horror movies, you know the big three. Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Jason is known for his signature hockey mask. I know you're not a big horror guy. Have you seen a Friday the 13th movie? Any of them?
I've seen the first one. And I've seen, I think, when I was like a younger teenager, I saw, I don't remember which one, but I've definitely seen more than one.
All right, well, I mean, spoilers out there if no one has seen the movie. I'll give you 3 seconds to, you know, fast forward to this, but 3, 2, 1. All right, now we're free to talk some spoilers. Jason's hockey mask doesn't show up until the third movie. So in the first movie, he's not really in it that much. The second movie, he has a bag on his head with one hole for an eye that he can see out of. And then in the third movie, he has no mask until about halfway through, when Shelley, who is the prankster of the group, wears a hockey mask to prank one of his friends. Jason goes after him, and Jason's kind of like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool, and chooses that as the mask. It's literally the only reason why he's wearing it is because, hey, he just kind of digs it. So that hockey mask that is synonymous with Jason Voorhees and the Friday the 13th franchise didn't even show up till the third movie, which is crazy. And it went on to, I think it's, they did 9 following the canon of one of the original movie. And then they did Jason X. They did Freddy versus Jason, and then they did a reboot, I think, in 2009 that no one really liked. But Jason Voorhees wearing his hockey mask. I don't know. I mean, you said you saw at least one or two. What kind of hockey player do you think Jason Voorhees was?
Oh, defensive defenseman.
You think so?
Without question. Oh, yeah. You come into his zone, he's taking you out, and not just by a body check. Like, you're staying away from his part of the ice.
You don't think he would have been a goalie?
No. I mean, I know he's wearing a goalie mask, but I feel like it wastes his talents for physicality and murder. So, he's definitely a defensive defenseman.
All right, I can kind of see that. I definitely see him
He's definitely your stay-at-home, because he's not very fast. He does find a way to always be in the right place at the right time to kill someone, but he's not very fast. So he's definitely he's got the Jeff Schultz of speed, but he's always in the right spot. So he's definitely going to position himself well to stop you from scoring and to decapitate you.
All right, I dig that. I can get behind that logic. I like that a lot. how much?
I think that's fair. Happy Gilmore. What do you think his position would be?
I mean, that slap shot.
He'd have to be a no, because he also tried to
fourth
slap
line,
someone.
Fourth line left winger.
No, I'm almost wondering third pairing defenseman, because you can get a nice shot from the point. The problem is he can't skate, so if he jumps up to take a slap shot, he's got to. They're going the other way, and he ain't getting back in time. So I bring up Jeff Schultz again, because he was slow as hell. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I think you're right. Left wing. Because he's a righty in the film, right?
And I don't know.
I want to say he's a righty, so I'm going left wing, because he can come inside. Yeah, fourth line left wing. I'll take it, because he's physical. He'll definitely fight you, and he's got a hard shot.
All right. Well, that's. That's my pick, Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees in his hockey mask. So, Coach Dan, it's on to you. What is your next pick for Hockey in Hollywood?
You're about to be killed by a Zamboni.
Tell me where your boss is, or you're going to die!
in 5 minutes.
All right, so my next one I am going to go with is, it's a very quick scene, but it's actually very funny to me. I don't know why I find it so funny, because it's so stupid. But I'm going with Deadpool and the scene where he kills the dude about middle of the film. He kills a dude with a Zamboni, which is so very Canadian, which is Ryan Reynolds. And then also, it's just so goofy and funny and hockey. And it's fantastic. Ooh, what position would Deadpool play?
Oh, man. I don't know. He's very... Ryan Reynolds, he's a pretty, like, wiry guy. So I feel like he's got some speed on him.
No, but Deadpool's built... He's got to be a superhero.
Yeah. I think he might be a first-line guy. He's got some speed. He's got some power to him. And you really can't hurt him. He's definitely offense. Because Deadpool has zero defense.
Yeah, first line right wing.
I like it. First line right wing. Right there with Tom Wilson.
Yeah, actually, there's probably a pretty good amount of comparisons there. Except for Wilson doesn't murder people, as far as we know.
Regenerate?
That too.
He doesn't regenerate. He does murder people. I mean, he's broken a lot of jaws, a lot of other a lot of things he's broken around the league.
Fair enough.
I will say the Deadpool being killed by a Zamboni, that is one of my favorite scenes because Deadpool is cracking himself up with this joke that he's pulling. Because as we all know, Zambonis do not move very fast.
No.
And if you're thinking of murdering somebody or a getaway vehicle, that isn't your first choice.
I would say not your first choice. If anything, it would be probably your last choice after a clown car. And those little carts they use to bring in the pitchers sometimes from the bullpen.
Oh, that yes, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes,
that would be, it would definitely be behind those.
I got it. Boy, you got it. Here, I'm here.
When's this period over?
8 more minutes.
I want to get cigarettes.
Hey man, just wait a few minutes, okay?
I'm gonna break my crazy neck on this ladder. Now lose the skates, Dorothy Hamill, and open up store.
Dante, where are you?
He's busy.
In a second.
Oh, look at you. You can't even pass.
Can't pass.
How about covering the point? Man, you suck.
All right, my next pick for Hockey in Hollywood. This is actually going to be two choices, all right? So we all know how big of a fan I am of Kevin Smith movies, and this is my first of two sightings from a Kevin Smith movie. And I'm going to go with the movie Clerks and the hockey game on the roof. Kevin Smith, like I said, huge hockey fan. He still has a script that has gone unmade for the song Hit Somebody. He did a whole mini series for television, he did a dramatic reading of the Hit Somebody episode 1 and 2 on his podcast a couple years ago, and I absolutely loved it. I really wish that they would make this into a TV series. But when he started his career out, he did it about his job at the Quick Stop in Red Banks, New Jersey, and they filmed on off hours, and the movie was Clerks, and the whole thing was Dante Hicks wasn't supposed to be at his job today. He had a hockey game that was he was supposed to be playing in later that day, and he got called into work. He went and he called all his hockey buddies out. He closed the store for 15-20 minutes, and they went up to the roof and played hockey. And we actually had Brian O'Halloran on the show a couple years ago. That was an absolute dream of mine to have somebody from Clerks on our show.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But he decided to talk to us about the Caps Rangers rivalry, and we talked a little bit about Clerks. And that Clerks scene, I mean, I love Kevin Smith movies. I always have been a Kevin Smith fan. I love hockey. And I'm always waiting for those two to come together in whenever he makes a movie. But that was his first one. So to see a hockey game take place on the roof of a convenience store was a whole lot of fun. It didn't last very long because somebody had one shot and then the ball went flying and they had to end the game. But anyway, that's my pick. Hockey game on the roof in Clerks.
You know, first of all, Clerks, cinematic joy. It's a fantastic film, especially as people who wanted to get into the industry. It's a great film. Something I've always been confused about with Kevin Smith. So he's obviously a big hockey fan. He's a Devils fan. If I understand this correctly, he actually named the player Elias in Clerks 2 after Patrick Elias, formerly of the New Jersey Devils. So, but how come when he wears his hockey jersey, like the one of his own jersey, he didn't design it to look like a Devils jersey?
Well, the reason he did that is it's designed to look like an Oilers jersey because Wayne Gretzky is such a huge influence on him and his life and how he lives.
But he's a Devils fan.
He is a Devils fan, but it goes past because of everything that Gretzky's been able to do in his career. When Kevin Smith made the movie Red State, he went to Sundance and said that he was going to have a bidding war going on, and because he was sick of Hollywood and sick of how they made movies and was sick of making movies in general in that Hollywood way. So he went out, he bet on himself, he made Red State himself, and then he bought it himself and toured it around the country when he would do a Q&A and then show the movie. So when he did all this at Sundance, he actually had Wayne Gretzky's stick and was holding it, and he was like, Wayne Gretzky taught me how to bet on myself, how to do things myself. He's influence on me, and this is his stick, and that's why he does the Edmonton Oilers colors, or at least used to, because of Wayne Gretzky, not the Devils.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. I was like, it does look like an Oilers jersey, but I don't understand because he's from New Jersey. So, all right, I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, I mean, you got anything else you want to know about Kevin Smith? You let me know.
I watched Reboot. So silly.
Oh yeah,
so many great like references and nods to the audience, but so silly.
Yes, I will say that movie, I saw that at my favorite theater here in Baltimore at the Senator, and Kevin Smith was in attendance, and he did a Q&A afterwards. I will admit the movie is very silly, but I am a huge Kevin Smith fan, and I did cry at the end because to see the growth in him and Jason Mewes and how they have grown up and seeing all the cameos in that movie really did make me, it made me feel really good. I mean, Ben Affleck and Kevin Smith did not speak for over 10 years for whatever reason, but they did get together and film a scene in this movie. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there's a big scene where Jay and Silent Bob have a scene with Ben Affleck, who is in character playing a certain character. And that character has a daughter. The little kid in that scene is Jason Mewes' daughter. So, I mean, it was really beautiful to see this group of friends come together, make a movie like they used to, have a good time, reunite, and all for the sake of Kevin Smith. So there's a lot of love in the room. It was the movie. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, you'll really enjoy it. If this is your first venture into a Kevin Smith movie, you're not going to understand 90% of the jokes.
No, none of it will make any sense to you. But I actually thought,
no.
Which reference or inside joke was your favorite or made you laugh the most? Because I know which one was mine.
I laughed out loud when, spoilers, everybody. Again, this is spoiler talk. If you haven't seen it, here's your chance. 1, 2, 3, move on. Okay, spoiler talk. My favorite part is at the end when Iron Bob busts into Chronic Con and Kevin Smith, who was also playing himself in the movie, he goes, oh, you know that's going to be a Funko Pop. I popped for that. I laughed out loud at that so hard. I was not, because I like when he did pop through the wall and I went, that would be a great Funko Pop. And then to hear Kevin Smith say that afterwards, that got me.
There's two, I feel like, for me. One, I think it was the same scene or right around there where he makes a comment about Marvel's going to sue somebody.
Yes.
It's Kevin Smith saying it. And then the other one is with Affleck, where he's talking about how he, like, when you're a kid, you're Bruce Wayne, but when you become a parent, you're actually Thomas Wayne. And then he kind of goes, or his mom. I can't remember her name. And then he looks at the camera and does this quick little smirk. And I was like, so great. Such a, like, so very, like, meta, like, very inside joke. Nod to the audience in terms of, yep, I get it. I get the joke.
That is,
I had to rewind a couple times because it was so funny.
That movie is, I mean, some of Kevin Smith's best writing, I think, came in this latest movie because it's such quick wit, so Kevin Smith. I loved it, absolutely loved it. But yeah, so that's my pick. So let's move on. Coach Dan, what is your next pick for Hockey in Hollywood?
I wish they still had fights in this game so I could slap Wayne.
Wait a minute, aren't fighting anymore?
Oh, doesn't that suck?
Why'd they get rid of the fighting? It's the best part of the old version.
I think kids were hitting each other or something, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? You can make their heads bleed on this one.
Make somebody's head bleed? Well, in playoffs.
I'm gonna make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed for super fan number 99 over here.
All right, my next one is from the film Swingers. The Jon Favreau classic, directed by Doug Liman, with Vince Vaughn is in the film. Not much of the movie is about, it's not even about hockey. There's just a scene where they're playing an old NHL game. I want to say 94, but I can't remember if it's NHL 94. But Vince Vaughn is playing with another person. They're trying to make, one guy's playing as the LA Kings, and so he's trying to make Gretzky's head, or injure Gretzky. And he ends up doing it at the end of the scene in the game, and then the guys have a fight. But it's a very funny, goofy little scene. But it's always one that always pops into my head, and it's a fantastic film. So I'm going with Swingers and making Gretzky bleed.
You know how I always get on your case for never seeing Drive?
You've never seen Swingers?
You know how I get on your case how you've never seen a Rocky movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen Swingers.
Oh, Swingers is great.
I know it was a Favreau movie, and he also did Maid.
No, but it's not Favreau like Iron Man or... Yeah, Maid... I'd say it's more like Maid, but it's definitely better.
Because I thought for a while Maid was a sequel to Swingers, because it was Favreau and Vince Vaughn.
I don't think so.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a sequel.
Just judging from the movie poster, I always thought those two were connected in some way. Swingers, though, that was a movie I remember in college. Everybody talked about that movie, and I'm just kind of like nodding along, and I'm like, yeah, I remember that scene. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I had no idea what any of that was from.
No, Swingers is great. Yeah, Maid is a different film.
It's on Hulu if you want to watch it. I don't have Hulu. Oh, it's on Vudu as well, but you need it's got ads in there. I do have Vudu, so I could watch Swingers during this quarantine. Maybe I will.
There you go.
If you watch Drive and... 6 of the 7 Rocky movies.
I don't feel like that is a fair comparison. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I can't believe you have never seen a Rocky movie. I mean, I'll admit I should have seen Swingers before now, but Rocky defined my childhood.
Apparently.
Just to hear you didn't see it, I mean, God, that just hurts.
You'll be right.
We are doing worst first dates.
Oh my God, I win. Okay, it was a minor league hockey game. He brought his brother, and when I went to the bathroom, the game ended and they forgot about me.
Okay, that's a joke.
No, they had to come back for me.
Wait, when was this?
It was not that long ago.
Wait, not Roy. Say it's not your fiance.
I always knew Pam has refused to go to sports games with Roy, but I never knew why. Interesting.
All right, my next pick for Hockey in Hollywood goes to the small screen. We're talking TV, and it actually took me a couple... I didn't know which one I was going to pick, because one of my favorite shows of all time is The Office. I absolutely love The Office. It's like comfort food. If I have a bad day or whatever, I come home and I just put on an episode of The Office. And there's a couple references to hockey because Steve Carell, Canadian, also very good at hockey. So it comes up every now and again. But this is the one I picked for this show. It's a line by Pam. And we're talking about bad first dates. And they're kind of a couple people are talking about it. And she butts in. She goes, "Oh, I win. I have the worst first date. It was a minor league hockey game. He brought his brother. And when I went to the bathroom, the game ended and they forgot about me." And everyone's like, "That's a joke. That's a joke." And then Kelly goes, "Wait, it's not Roy, right? Say it's not your fiance." And everyone kind of laughs. Pam nervously laughs. And yes, it was her fiance that left her at a minor league hockey game on their first date. But hey, somehow made it work and brought his brother.
Well, you got to have someone to help you up, apparently, in case things go poorly.
For a first date, what's worse, minor league hockey or bringing your brother?
Bringing your brother. Nothing wrong with going to minor league hockey. I mean, if the girl likes hockey, if she doesn't like hockey, then it's weird.
See, that's the thing that I was thinking about, because for a first date, I kind of think any sort of sporting event is kind of a good first date. It's a good way to get to know each other. It's a good way to, you know, if your team that you're following scores, you jump up, you hug, you high five, you can talk in between periods. I mean, I think it's better than dinner in a movie. It's also more expensive. But
man, movies are getting pretty pricey now. I don't know how much more expensive that is. Minor league hockey ain't that bad.
Minor league is different. Yes, I'll agree with that. I'm saying, like, you're taking the girl to a Caps game or something on a first date. I mean, that's a pretty expensive ticket.
You better like that. You know, you better like the person. Right.
But a minor league hockey game. So the show takes place in Scranton. So it's got to be the Baby Pens. She had to have gone to a Baby Pens game. I would have loved to have known who they were facing. But yeah, brought the brother. Not a good idea, Roy. And then when the game ended, left her there. And then she got engaged to the guy. I mean, this guy's got a horseshoe up his butt. She's like, all right, you know, I understand. Come on, Pam. Get it together.
No, it's questionable decision making on her part.
But you know what? I guess if you go on a first date to the Baby Pens game, I mean, towards the end of the game, you go to the bathroom. That's where the Baby Pens, you know, that's where they belong anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Your next pick, Hockey in Hollywood. What are we doing?
All right, here's the game plan. I got these guys perfectly positioned. They're pissed off to the nth degree, all right? They're going to chop at us. They're going to stick us. They're going to drop the gloves. We're not going to respond, okay? Nobody responds. No fighting, nothing. We take the power play. We get a nice big fat lead. And then and only then do I unleash the hounds. You got it?
Got it.
All right. Fourth one, another. Actually, this is also, I'm following your lead here, interestingly enough. We didn't plan this, but it's another TV show. I'm going with one of my favorite shows over the last 10 or so years. Oh, God, it's been almost... When was the last one? I'm going with Rescue Me, which has multiple references to hockey throughout. One of them is very subtle in Dennis Leary's character in his locker. He plays a firefighter. In his locker is a magnet. It's either a magnet or a sticker. I don't really know. Of the old NHL logo. The more... what would you call that color? Like, I wouldn't say an orange, like a copperish, like it's not like an orange, like it's not Orioles orange, but like an orange copperish, the old NHL logo where the NHL's diagonally going down as opposed to up. He's got that in his locker and he never mentions it, but it's just kind of there. And then there's a couple times I believe they have the FDNY play against the NYPD in hockey games. And so, we know Dennis Leary's a big hockey guy. Bruins fan likely because he's a big Boston guy, and so I thought, you know, it was always nice to see that in the show.
I will say one weird thing I remember in that show, because I was a huge Rescue Me fan as well. On my old radio show I used to do called Dead Air, I actually was able to book Michael Lombardi, who played the Proby, and his band Apache Stone performed in, I think, the last season of Rescue Me. And I got to book him and interview him for like 20 minutes, which was absolutely fantastic. It was a great interview. But I remember thinking it was weird when Tommy Gavin, who was Dennis Leary's character, had a scene where he's wearing a Bruins Winter Classic shirt. Like that. Remember that it was yellow and the B at the bottom, like
vaguely,
the bottom of the B kind of like looped out really far as opposed to the top part of the B. And he wore that in one of the shows. And I'm like, come on, Tommy Gavin, he would not be wearing a Bruins shirt like that. That's a complete Dennis Leary call. But
definitely.
Tommy Gavin, you know he's a Rangers fan.
Was the character was from New York.
Yeah.
He had to have
yes,
been.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they could have easily written anywhere he was born in Boston and then moved to New York at some point. But I'm fairly certain his character's history is he's a New Yorker. So it definitely was a Dennis Leary being like, I'm not wearing Rangers gear.
And I think in that show also featured a lot of former hockey players as well. So
Phil Esposito was in it for at one point. I think he has a couple appearances. Cam Neely. Did Roenick show up at some point?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't know. I can't remember, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, he's definitely a big hockey guy, and, you know, he definitely brought a lot of his fandom into the show.
You see, that's what I want to do. I want to have enough pull on a TV show where I can just put in references to like my favorite team and just be like, no, it's staying in there. I don't care.
Yeah, no, you can't tell me no.
2004 to 2011 is when that show was on. Wow, that's almost, I mean, the finale.
Yeah, almost 10 years.
That's a long time ago. But great show. I let me see what that's on, because that's another one where I don't know how well the jokes hold up in today's day and age, to be honest, because it was a raunchy show for back then.
Some don't. There's definitely some inappropriate comments throughout.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of inappropriate comments. Looks like Rescue Me is on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, you can watch it there. But God, the first couple, I want to say 3 or 4 seasons were just absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. Some of the best TV I've seen in a very long time. But I might have to rewatch that. That was a good show. All right, we ready for my last pick?
Yeah, go ahead.
What the hell are you doing?
Finishing that game?
No. You promised me breakfast.
Breakfast? Breakfast, shmreakfast. Look at the score, for God's sake. I'm only in the middle of the second, and I'm winning 12-2. Breakfast come and go, Renee. Now Hartford, the Whale. Hey, they only beat Vancouver once, maybe twice in a lifetime.
All right, my last pick for hockey in Hollywood goes to, again, Kevin Smith for one of the best lines that I still quote to this day from Mallrats. We have Brody Bruce playing NHL 94, and his girlfriend, Renee, wants to go out to breakfast. And he's trying to finish his hockey game that he paused the night before, and he has the best line. Breakfast is come and go, Renee, but Hartford, the Whale, they beat Vancouver once, maybe twice in a lifetime. So whenever the NHL on Facebook brings up the Hartford Whalers, I bring up that line, and somebody on Facebook always finishes the line. It is one of my favorite lines in all of cinema. I absolutely love it. Plus, the Hartford Whalers logo was awesome. So anytime we can bring that up, I will always do that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So do you remember Mallrats?
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I do know. I remember the scene you're talking about. I actually have a Hartford Whaler. I think you've seen it. I have a Hartford Whalers quarter zip that I got on. I found it on eBay years ago, and I was like, I am buying this. No, it's great. It's another one of those things where it's just like a random, you have to know hockey to not only get the reference, but to have, you know, with Kevin Smith writing the film, you know, you have to know hockey to understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's if you listen to the DVD commentary, if I'm remembering this correctly, he actually had a deal with the NHL where they were going to have a clip of a Whalers Canucks game going on. But Sega came in and said, hey, we'll give you a couple bucks if you feature the Sega in your movie. And he's like, yep, I sold out the NHL so we could have the Sega in the movie to make the filming a little bit cheaper. But originally it was actually supposed to be an NHL game featured in that scene.
Well, we all got to do what we got to do to get films made, I guess.
Got to pay those bills.
That's true.
All right, Coach, final pick. What is your last pick for hockey in Hollywood?
Don't let me find you out here again.
We're trying to help you.
I don't need help.
Not my diagnosis. What gives you the right? What's the difference between you and me?
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
All right, so my last choice does not really have much to do with the actual sport of hockey. It's a very quick reference in this film. It has nothing to actually do with hockey, game, a team, the league, anything along those lines. I just love the film. So my last one is The Dark Knight. And there's a very quick scene early in the film. It's one of the it's the first scene we see Batman. And it has a bunch of people pretending to be Batman, or like they're vigilantes. I mean, he's a vigilante, but they're trying to help him. I think the line that actually right before he says his line is, we're just trying to help you. And he says, as he's getting into the Batmobile, oh, what's the difference between you and I? Something along those lines. And he goes, I'm not wearing hockey pads. And I remember sitting in the theater and I'm like, yeah, I watch Batman. And it's great. And I watch the movie and I'm not expecting to like get taken out of it for a second. And then he says that line and I was just like, huh? And then I kind of like giggled because I was like, yeah, first of all, nice reference. Because you don't have, I mean, now that we've done this list, there are a lot more references than you would expect for hockey. But like, I just wasn't expecting it. And it kind of took me out of it for a second and just, I got a nice little chuckle out of it. And it's always been one of my favorite lines in that film just because of my hockey fandom. So I'm going with The Dark Knight.
Great pick there. Absolutely great pick. My favorite part of that scene is, you know, he's zipping up all the guys, you know, with cable ties or whatever, and he's not hurting anybody, of course. And they're screaming at him, what's different between you and I? And he says, I'm not wearing hockey pads. The look that the guy gives to himself where he looks down and he's like, what's wrong with my hockey pads? Like,
I wear them when I go play on Friday nights.
He's like so hurt. But then you look and Scarecrow is sitting right next to the guy and he just I guess he's a little methed out at the time, but he just kind of like backs up and looks at the guy like, oh, yeah, he is wearing hockey pads.
Look at that.
But yeah, that's an absolutely great movie. And it is a little quick line. And I did get a chuckle when I saw that the first time. But, you know, Batman is a symbol for Gotham. And some people just they didn't get the point of that symbol and wanted to go out there and fight their own battles. And Batman couldn't have that happen.
No, not when they're wearing hockey pads.
All right. So that's pretty much it for the end, or the end of our show. Let's do a quick review here. So of my five, which is your favorite hockey in Hollywood moment? Is it Christmas Vacation, Friday the 13th, Clerks hockey on the roof, The Office Pam being left at a hockey game, or Mallrats and Harford and the Whale?
Oh, I have to go with Clerks. It's great because it's such like a ridiculous thing. Like, I used to play, hockey on Friday or Saturday nights at a tennis court nearby with friends and friends of friends kind of thing. And I was always like, this kind of works. It's a little annoying because, like, the net and stuff, and then there's the gaps, and if it goes, the ball goes out, you're like, oh, I have to go get it again. They're playing on the roof of a freaking building. Like, safety was clearly not a factor in their thought process. And it just was really ridiculous scene, but it's also so great. And you can see how that would be so much fun. So of yours that you have listed, I'm going with Clerks.
Solid choice. I dig it. That's the one I was torn. I thought you might go with Mallrats just because of the Whale, but Clerks also a solid choice.
No,
so let's go through your five again. What are your five?
So I have Happy Gilmore, the Vincent LeCavalier trying to stab someone with his skate, and the Bruins jersey. We got The Dark Knight with the hockey pads. Deadpool kills a dude with a Zamboni. Rescue Me, you have the old NHL logo in Leary's character's locker. And then the FDNY versus NYPD hockey games. And then Swingers, the NHL game where they make Gretzky's head bleed. I think he hits him with Roenick, actually, now that I think about it. I think it's Chicago versus LA, or that's the idea. What's yours?
All right. So I'm throwing Swingers right out the window since I haven't seen it.
Fair enough.
Happy Gilmore, I think, has the most references of your list, but I don't know. I love Rescue Me so much, but I don't think there's like enough there for me. So I think it's down to The Dark Knight and Deadpool for me. I think I'm going to go with Deadpool because the fact that he's going to kill a guy with the Zamboni is just so outlandish and so fits that movie.
It really is. Like, it's just ridiculous. And he actually talks about it in the film, which makes it even better.
So self-aware. It makes so much sense. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Deadpool, killing a guy with a Zamboni.
Good call. Good call. Good call.
All right. So I guess that's it for this show. In quarantine, our top 10 moments of hockey in Hollywood. If you guys enjoyed this show, let us know. We can do more shows like this. I think this was a lot of fun. So if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, if you want to tell us your favorite moment of hockey in Hollywood, not a hockey movie, just a reference to hockey in some sort of pop culture. You can tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. Occasionally talking things related to the Washington Capitals when there was a sports world that existed, but not so much at the moment. So Twitter for me has gone a little quiet. But occasionally I'll talk about the Caps, Arsenal Football Club, other European teams from time to time, as well as the Bills, the Skins, and all sorts of other sports. The Nats, the Orioles occasionally, you know, whenever it is that sports is back and with us in a safe capacity for everybody. But that's somehow finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's when new shows, well, we'll put information when new shows are coming out, as well as all other sorts of things related to the Washington Capitals, the Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays, and all other things related to the world of hockey. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, while people are stuck in their homes or if they're driving to the grocery store, because that's the only place you should really be going unless you have to go into work, are there other shows or podcasts that you might do that they can listen to?
So you can go over and check out my Baltimore Ravens podcast, The Call. We recently just came out with a new episode where we kind of do the same thing. Instead of talking about hockey in Hollywood, we discussed our top 10 favorite Baltimore Ravens games that you can watch on NFL Game Pass. So you can check that out. Wherever you listen to What the Puck, you can go over and listen to The Call. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok. Anywhere you're social, on the web, or with your phone, say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Another weird one. Another weird one. I can't wait for hockey to come back. I definitely miss it.
I can't wait for the world to come back.
That, yes, absolutely. That too. I'm right there with you. So Coach Dan, please be safe. Everybody out there,
well, sir,
please be safe. Wash your hands. Be smart. Wear a mask. Do what...
20 listen, seconds.
Whatever... 20 seconds, wash your hands, front side, back side, all those, all the places, you're in between your fingers, your thumbs, all over. Wash your hands thoroughly, 20 seconds. Sing the old hockey song while you're doing it. Or John Walton's announcement that the Capitals are Stanley Cup champions. That's about 20 seconds. Best 20 seconds of our lives, right? All right, so that's it. Everybody, be safe out there. Thank you for listening to the show. We hope this cured your boredom for at least a little bit. So we will be back, hopefully, and do this. We'll do this again. So everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Suck it! We did it!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.